Cash remains king when we talk about our cattle markets. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Well, as we kicked off the brand new week of a brand new year, well, the first official week of this year anyway, we watch what's going on with our cash cattle markets. Over the weekend, we've seen a few sales essentially from 230 to 232. Greg Hansen is with Hansen Agri Commodities based out of Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
Well, we're turning the calendar. I guess the question is can we retest the highs from last year? And I guess my thinking would be if we're going to do that, we probably have to be led by the feeders. You know, we know that we're going to see some smaller numbers here in the short term. We're holding heifers back. We're not seeing that border reopening. And so there's just going to be a tighter supply of some beef numbers here in the short term. So, I mean, if we're going to go and make a run at, you know, the gaps on those charts and we'll make a run, it does feel like the feeders should be the leader.
And when it comes right down to it, it's been the same story over and over. We continue to see and experience very tight cattle supplies.
That's kind of what I think we'll see is, you know, it may take a month or two, but maybe we can grind our way and then go make a retest. You know, can we take the highs out? Can we just get below it? Do we not quite get there? But it feels like we need to go make a run, and I think some tight numbers in the short term can help.
And our hog markets continue to bounce around as well.
Well, I say we've kind of hit up against resistance, and we've broken through, made a new high. Can it hold? If we can just close here today and, you know, have a couple dollar up day, I mean, are we trading the range? Yeah, we trading the range we established the last couple of weeks, but we got above it. If we can close up here, there's still some gaps on the charts above that I think need to be addressed and need to be taken out, and can that be enough of a push to go and get us running up? I mean, we've been talking for months and months, we should, you know, will we see more pork demand at the expense of the tighter beef supplies?
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.